So right now on the line, I have Mira Biran. Mira is the coordinator of, or Israeli program manager of Combatants for Peace. Mira, shalom, and it's good to have you with us on Chai FM.
Hi, I'm Mira. It's really nice to be here, and thank you for having me.
So I just want to make it quite clear at the outset, Mira, that you're speaking to an audience, a Jewish community radio station here in South Africa that we used to have, I would imagine, very multi-diverse views. We still do, but not to the extent that we had prior to 7th of October. I think the 7th of October has made a lot of us alter our stance and become somewhat more conservative and way more right. So I jumped at the chance to talk to you because you're giving a very different perspective today. Talk to me about Combatants for Peace. What do you do, and what is it that you want to achieve?
Okay, so yeah, I completely agree with you. We feel the same in the climate here in Israel and Palestine, and we feel the need for a binational joint movement such as ours to actually exist more persistently right now. So Combatants for Peace is joint binational movement that was founded 20 years ago by ex-combatants, both Israeli and Palestinians, that decided to leave their way of violence and work through nonviolent resistance to achieve a better future for both people and a shared one as well.
So Mira, I think that's what attracted me to speak to you, because very often you read about these organizations, most of which are Jewish-run or Jewish-run only. I'm sure the Palestinians on their side have a few organizations. I don't know who they are. Maybe they exist, maybe they don't. But what kind of really makes me interested about yours is the aspect of cooperation between Palestinians and Israelis. Talk to me about that, and are you in fact unique in that regard?
Yes, I think we are one of three organizations in Israel and Palestine that is actually joined between Israelis and Palestinians from the West Bank. We have other few organizations that are joined within Israel of Jewish Israelis and Palestinians that live within the Israel's boundaries and as Israeli citizens, but yeah, definitely it's a very unique thing to see here, and we are completely sharing in power and viewing the super the huge differences that we have in our rights outside the organization. It's pretty amazing to be a part of a movement in which we are equal, that we work together, that we have equal voice. Even I think we give more respect to the Palestinian voice as people who are humble to be part of this partnership. At least I'm talking for myself as a Jewish Israeli.
Mira, are you both sides aligned on agreed aims as Combatants for Peace, or are there divergent views within the organization that go to core? In terms of, are you making a call for two states? Are you making a call for unitary one state? Where is your organization on that particular issue?
So we have different views between us, and also this is not our main focus. We agree, we want to achieve a solution that is agreed on both parties in a way that actually gives voice to the people and not only the leaders. And whichever solution will be decided, we will support it if it's that kind of solution. So that it's more that than the, one state, two states.
Is there a peace camp on the Palestinian side? Are there people to talk to who acknowledge
Israel's
existence?
Of course, they are my partners. Of course. Of course they are. I think this is what also people who come to be to our activities, for instance, we have these weekly protests for the past month and a bit in Bejala, and we see people coming there, Israelis, and realizing there is a partner for peace. We've been told for years, Ehud Barak told us like over 20 years ago, that we have no partner and we go there and we see something else. So definitely.
Now, it's a very difficult sell when you look to what happened on October the 7th and you think that many of the people who were murdered in the OTEF were actually peace activists. I'm thinking specifically of somebody like Vivian Silva, who took Palestinians from Gaza to hospitals. It's a difficult sell now.
It's horrible. It's a horrible reality. And we have to remember that these people were not attacked as peace activists. They were attacked as Israelis that were there, that were symbolizing, you know, whatever Hamas thought that Israel is. But they were victims of an enemy that does not recognize humanity. So, of course, this is a huge loss for us. And as you said, we've lost many peace activists.
Tell me something.
We've also lost, you know,
Israel is so... I mean, I think you've been through 2 years of hell. There's no other way of putting it. I don't know how you actually function normally as human beings, and it must affect every single personal relationship that you have. I can't imagine what it must be like. But are you, even under the current circumstances, are you hopeful?
It's a difficult question. To be honest, not every day, but I am... also the position that I'm in makes me be hopeful. And actually, I get a lot of my hope from my Palestinian partners, because I think, you know, we've been through hell for these 2 years, and they have been through very, very difficult life, you know, since they were born. So I try to get my hope from them as they didn't lose it yet.
Very interesting. It's a lot for me to process in this interview this afternoon. No, we're all carrying a lot of baggage in this regard. You know, I think back, I used to be very much somebody who was sympathetic to your views. Since October the 7th, I'm not so sure that that is where I fit in anymore. And I think the problem is when you look to what's coming out of Judea and Samaria, or the West Bank, whatever it is you want to call it. I mean, we can't even agree on a name. But every time somebody's interviewed and said, should there be, what should happen to the Jews? I've never seen a willingness to live in peace with a Jewish entity. I've just never seen it. So it's very hard to, as much as you'd like to believe that peace is the way, it's hard to believe it until the education on the other side changes and they're taught to love and not to hate. It's difficult.
I think we need to teach ourselves the same. I don't think we teach ourselves to love the other either in this reality and for a long time. So I think until, it's very hard to ask for people to like their neighbors when currently the neighbors in the West Bank, the Jewish neighbors, do not let, I'm not saying everyone, but some of the settlements do not let their Palestinian neighbor to live. So I think, it requires all of us to be honest on our actions, concerning our actions.
What are the protests, particular protests in Beit Jala about? What is it that your organization is particularly demonstrating against?
So we're saying a very simple thing. We're calling to end the war, to end the genocide, and for the safe return of the hostages, for the safe return of, you know, everyone to their homes, and just help us all live instead of dying here. Because
these are such difficult conversations to have. I don't know how we have them. I mean, even just what you said now, you used the word genocide. I wouldn't use the word genocide. We can't even agree on what's happening. That's what makes it that much more difficult. But
I think we have to talk, you know. We don't have to agree on terminology, but I think if we agree that we want to live and we want to live peacefully, I don't want Israeli soldiers to die either, you know. I want parents to be able to raise their kids and know that they have a nice long life ahead of them. So for me, this call is for the sanity and the future of all of us.
Mira, you know what? That's a beautiful place to leave it, because I think we can all agree on that. I think there's no controversy in what you've just said. So Toda Raba, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.